इच्छामि को आगी जय अनंत को दिवस मिल की जय नावासाढ़ जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा शिवासादि गौर भक्त जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम सुंदर राधा सुंदर गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय स्वामी तो भक्त बिंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल थैंक यू
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 11 Shashtam Atre Apatyatvam Vrita Prapto Anasuyaya Anvikshikim Alarkaya Prahlada Aditya Uchivan Shashtam Matre Rapasyatvam
Shashtam Matre Rapasyatvam
Vidak Prapto Nasuyaya Anvikshikim Alarkaya Pralada Divyak Uchivan
Pralada Divyak Uchivan
Shashtam Matre Rapasyatvam
Shashtam Matre Rapasyatvam
Ritak Prapto Nasuyaya
Ritak Prapto Nasuyaya
Anvikshikimalakaya,
Paladadivyauchivan,
Shashtamatrerapatyatvam,
Pritakprapto nasuyaya,
Anvikshikimalakaya, Paladadivyauchivan,
Vastam Matri Rapatyatvam Vritaprapta Nasuraya Shastam Matre Rapatyatvam
Ladies, Annikiti manakaya. Uchiva. Uchiva. Strong. Uchiva.
Shashtam,
the sixth one,
Atre,
Avatri, Apatyatvam, Sonship, Vrita, being prayed for,
Prapta,
obtained, Anasuyaya, by Anasuya, Anvikikim, on the subject of transcendence, Alarkaya, Alarkaya, unto Alarka, Prahlada Adibhya, unto Prahlada, etc. Ujivan spoke. Translation. The sixth incarnation of the Purusha was the son of the sage Atri. He was born in the womb of Anasuya, who prayed for an incarnation. He spoke on the subject of transcendence to Alarka, Prahlada, and others, Yadu, Hoihoi, etc. The Lord incarnated himself as Dattatreya, the son of Rishi Atri and Anasuya. The history of the birth of Dattatreya as an incarnation of the Lord is mentioned in the Brahmanda Purana in connection with the story of the devoted wife. It is said there that Anasuya, the wife of Rishi Atri, prayed before the Lords Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva as follows. My Lords, if you were pleased with me, and if you desire me to ask from you some sort of blessings, then I pray that you combine together to become my son. This was accepted by the Lords, and as Dattatreya, the Lord expounded the philosophy of the spirit soul, and especially instructed Balarka, Prahlada, Jadu, Hoihoi, etc.
So, here we see that you can have God as your son. There are so many instances that has Devaki, God, Krishna as his son, Maharaj Yashoda, God as his son, Satimata, he also got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as son. So, this is better philosophy than to accept God as father. That is, especially in the Vaishnava philosophy. Others, the impersonalist, voidist, they have no conception of God. Voidist, ultimately everything is zero, and the impersonalist, God has no form, And both are the same, in a different language. Why did they say, ultimately there is nothing but zero, and the impersonal statement that maybe something, but it is not person, it is impersonal. Therefore, in the Padma Purana, this Buddhist theory, voidism, and in Shankara's theory, impersonalism, they are taken as one and the same. Prachannam Buddham Uchyate. Prachannam Buddha. The Buddhists, they decline to accept the authority of Vedas. And the Mayavadi, the impersonalists, they wanted to accept the authority of Vedas, but under the garb of Buddhism. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his remark, Vedana maniya bodha haila nasti. According to Vedic line of thought, anyone who does not accept the authority of Vedas, he is called atheist. Just like the Mohammedans, they also call kafir, one who does not accept the authority of Quran. They call kafir. And the Christians also, they call heathens. So there are different terms. So, according to our Vedic line of thought, anyone who does not accept the Vedic way of life, he is called atheist. Therefore, a Buddhist, according to Vedantis, Buddhists are called atheists. Actually, Buddha philosophy does not accept God, neither soul. They simply philosophize on the material elements. And they want to finish the material, dismantle the material elements, nibbana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has remarked that the Buddhists are honest. They frankly say that we don't accept your Veda. But the Shankarais, they are cheaters. Because they are accepting Veda, but on the basis of Buddha philosophy. That is cheating. So, there are many conceptions of God, but here is a conception of God, to accept God as Son. That is only in Vaishnava philosophy. Because we are eternal servants of God. That is our philosophy. Jive sarupai nitya krishna das. The living entity, real constitutional position is to serve God. We have several times explained this fact, that the part and parcel of God must be engaged in the service of the Lord. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body, its duty is to serve the body. It has no other duty. The finger cannot go elsewhere and serve something else. It must serve my body. Therefore, it is part and parcel. Similarly, if I am part and parcel of God, then my only duty is to serve God. This is Vaishnava Krishna. So, therefore, in Vaishnava philosophy, everything in relationship with God is service. You have seen the picture in our nectar of the water. Krishna's friends, Krishna is resting. They are all engaged in service. Somebody is fanning, somebody is massaging. Although they are friends, there is equality. None of them think that Krishna is better than them. No. They think Krishna is our friend, a very nice friend, very beautiful friend, and a very powerful friend. Every day they go to the forest and they see one demon is killed by Krishna. So they become very much devoted. Their love for Krishna increased by seeing Krishna's activities, beauty, opulence. Similarly, the gopis say they did not think Krishna is God. They did not know. Even Maharaj Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they did not know, neither did we care to know whether Krishna is God or not. They simply love Krishna without any identification. We are worshipping God, Krishna, because we are impressed with so many things that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, He is the Absolute Truth. And therefore, we are little inclined, all right, let us have Krishna, He is God. There is some condition. If Krishna is God, so if I do not love, if I do not worship, then maybe something wrong. So, there is business. But, among the gopis and the cowherd boy and the Vrindavanila, there is no business. We love Krishna unconditionally, that's all. We do not know anything except Krishna. This is Vrindavan atmosphere. So, Maharaj Yashoda, Nanda, and other elderly gopis, they used to treat Krishna as son, as beloved son. Because if we accept God as father or mother, there is conception of mother also. The Shaktas, there are many devotees of Durga, Kali, they also accept the mother. The Christian accepts as father. The conception of father and mother, that is good. But there is little service. Because children, they take service from the mother and father. They give very little service to the father and mother. Every children, every man, every woman has taken so much services from the father and mother. Everyone knows that. Just like those who are mothers here. How much service they are giving to the little children. How much careful they are that their child may not be in some difficulty, always anxious. Similarly, this philosophy to accept God as son means opportunity for rendering more service than to accept God as father. God is neither father nor his father, actually his father. Because he is the origin of everything. Janmadvasya jataha. Krishna also says, aham bija pudap pita. Pita means father. So actually God's position is father. His father of everything. No? All living entities, all material energy, as if you discover something, it is called the father of this scientific discovery. So he has discovered everything. Material and spiritual, both. Therefore, he is the original father of everyone. Not only of the living entities, but also stones, woods, earth, water, fire, everything he has created. Bhumi rapana lo bhagu khangmano buddhiriya. Prakriti me asadha, bhinna prakriti me asadha, the Bhagavad Gita. So he has created everything. He is actually the father. But out of love, the devotees, they accept the father as son to give more service. Father is obliged to give service to the son. He has given birth, therefore he has obligation to maintain the son, to give service. So, here if you accept God as son, then you cannot avoid the obligation of service. In other way, you can avoid. This is compulsory. Therefore, sometimes devotees, they pray. Here it is said, prayed for. The sixth incarnation of the Purusha was the son of the sage Atri. He was born in the womb of Anusya, who prayed for an incarnation. She requested that you all three will become my son. The next.
Next verse.
Yes.
Tata saptama
saptama
akutyam
akutyam
ruche
ruche
jagyo abhyajayata sa
sa
yamadyai
yamadyai
suraganai
suraganai
apat
apat
svayambhuva
svayambhuva
antaram
antaram
Tatasaptamahakutyam,
Tatasaptamahakutyam,
Ruche jagyo vyajayata, Ruche jagyo vyajayata, Swayamad,
Swayamadvai, Swayamadvai,
Swayamadjai Surugunar,
Swayamadjai Surugunar,
Apatvayam bhuvantaram,
apatvayam bhuvantaram,
tatak saptama akutyam,
tatak saptama akutyam,
ruche jagyopya jayata,
ruche jagyopya jayata,
swayamadyai suragunar,
swayamadyai suragunar,
apatvayam bhuvantaram,
apatvayam bhuvantaram,
tatak saptama akutyam,
tatak saptama akutyam,
ruche jagyopya Vyajayata,
Vyajayavyo Vyajayata,
Swayamadyai Suraganaya,
Swayamadyai Suraganaya,
Apatvayam Bhuvantaram,
Apatvayam Bhuvantaram. Satsatsatsamahakutyam, Ruche jagya bhajayata,
Swayamadyai suraganaya,
Apatvayam bhuvantaram, Saptama akutyam,
Ruche
jagyo bhajayata,
Swayamadyai suraganaya,
Swayamadyai suraganaya,
Apatvayam bhuvantaram,
Apatvayam bhuvantaram, Saptama akutyam,
After that,
Saptama.
Saptama.
The seventh in the line.
The seventh in the line.
Akutyam.
Akutyam.
In the womb of Akuti.
In the womb of Akuti.
Ruche.
Ruche.
By the Prajapati, Ruchi. Jagya.
Jagya.
The Lord's incarnation of the name.
The Lord's incarnation of the name.
Abhyajayata.
Abhyajayata.
Advented.
Saha.
He. Yamadhyay.
Yamadhyay.
Along with Yama, etc.
Along with Yama, etc.
Suraganar.
Suraganar.
Demigods.
Demigods.
Svayambhuvantaram.
Svayambhuvantaram.
The change of Svayambhuvamanu period.
The change of Svayambhuvamanu period.
Apat,
apat,
ruled over.
Ruled over.
Translation. The seventh incarnation in the line was advented as Jagya, the son of Prajapati Ruchi and his wife Akuti. He controlled the period changed by the Svayambhuva Manu, assisted by the demigods as his son Yama and others.
So, you are marking that so many incarnation of God have been described. You are now in the seventh. So, there is chronological number which incarnation, what is his chronological number, what is his father's name, what is his mother's name, what are his activities, how the bodily feature, what is the mission, everything is described in the Shastra. And nowadays, any rascal comes and he says, I am incarnate. What is your father's name? What is your, where is it is described? Either in the Shastra, because incarnation, we cannot accept any rascal as incarnation without proper identification. But it has become a fashion now. Any rascal comes, says, I am incarnation of God. So where is he mentioned? Some rascal says, I was formerly Ram and Krishna. Another rascal says, oh, you are Ram and Krishna. So this kind of rascalism is not very good. You must accept the incarnation of God according to the description in the Shastras. Not one rascal cheats you and you also become another rascal to accept you. Don't do that. You must know what are the indication of incarnation. This question was raised by Sanatana Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is stated in the Shastra, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Upanishad, in Mahabharata. There are evidences. He appears as the son of Jagannath Mishra, but his incarnation is stated in the Shastra. Therefore, we accept Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as incarnate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said that I am incarnate. Rather, to warn the ordinary people that they should not accept any so-called incarnation, when somebody stated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are incarnation of Krishna, he immediately blocked his ears. So don't say like that. No, no, it's great offense. Great offense. Because you are playing the part of devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching us how to execute devotional service. And he deprecated Mahabharata philosophy in so many ways. He was to establish the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was exemplifying himself how to become a devotee. So he never mentioned that his incarnation. But we understand from the features of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that is incarnation of Krishna. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam iti, or in the category of Krishna. Krishna Varnam. And Tisha Krishna, by complexion, he is not blessed. Akrishna. Akrishna means not black. The not black, it may be other color. Yes, that may be. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, when Gargumani was preparing the horoscope of Krishna, he said, Shuklam Raktam Tatha Pitam Idanim Krishna Tangata. Incarnation of God, either white, shuklam, raktam, either red, yellow, or black. These colors accept. So, Gargumani said, shuklam, raktam, tathapitam, idanim krishna tangata. Your son, this son, formerly, he appeared in white color, in red color, in yellow color. Now he has appeared in black color. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was yellow color. Therefore, when it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tisha Akrishna, he is not black, that means he is Pita, he is yellow. Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishna. Sangapanga Suparthadam. He is always associated by his devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so long he lived on this planet, he was always associated with devotees. The most confidential devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the central point, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktam. The Sangha Pangasya Parthanam Krishna Varnam. He is always chanting Krishna. He is Krishna himself. Tisha Krishnam. But his bodily complexion is not like Krishna. Other feature, Sangha Pangasya Parthanam. And he is always associated with his devotees. They are his soldiers, Sangha Panga Sapas. In other incarnation, Krishna comes with weapon. As Lord Ramchandra, he came with bows and arrows. As Krishna, he came with a disc and club. Here, Krishna has come compassionately to distribute mercy to the fallen souls. So he has not taken any astra, any weapon. His weapon is his associate devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, Nityananda Prabhu. He is going to kill Jagai Madhai, not by weapon, but by his mercy. He went to preach Jagai Madhai, the drunkards, the woman hunters, slave eaters. And they heard him. Still, he delivered them. So this astra, this is the astra, by argument, by philosophy, by entreaty, by flattering, they are giving Krishna consciousness. Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah. Otherwise, they are already killed. Krishna, if he kills them, then everything is finished. They are already killed by so many bad habits. They are going to hell. So, those are already killed. So, what will be benefit by killing them? To deliver them. Sangapangasapasakam. This is the incarnation of Krishna. It is stated. And how his verse is Jagai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. The worshipping method of Lord Chaitanya, incarnation of Krishna, is not very difficult. Simply Jagai Sankirtanai. You perform this Jagga of Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Rama. So, so Sanatana Goswami, he was minister. So, to confirm this, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how I can accept somebody as incarnation. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that that is not difficult. Everything is stated in the shastras, and from the evidence of shastra, you can accept who is incarnation. So our point is, that you do not become so foolish and rascal, that any rascal comes and poses himself as God, incarnation of God. He kick on their face. Please consult the shastras, whether his name, his father's name, his mother's name, his features of the body, his activities are corroborating with the shastra. Then accept. Otherwise not. Thank you very much. Begin.
Namaste. Oh, no.